So this is Mark from Subaculture, and today I'm joined by Finn from the Jacks. Finn, how you doing?
I'm really good. Good, yeah.
Well, thanks for joining me. Basically wanted to ask you a bit more about the band, how you guys came to be, and a little bit more about Pretty DJ, the EP that's just been released.
Yeah.
So for those of our users that don't know who you guys are, can you just explain a bit about the band?
So we're two sets of brothers, so it's myself and my brother, and then another set of brothers who we were friends with from school. And we've been together as the band that we are for about half a year now, I think, but we have been playing in bands together since we were really small, so we're quite a tight-knit group, I guess, and we play sort of punky indie rock. I don't know how you'd describe it.
Well, it's a great sound. We were very, very impressed with the single and the EP. I have to say my favourite is Scumbag. I'm a big fan. We were so impressed that, we've featured you as a new artist of the day. So how did sort of the EP come to be? Is it a case of you got together and started writing, or has it been like a few songs that you guys have individually written over the years? Or
It was just like... I think the oldest song on the EP is Foreign Films, which is, we probably wrote originally about 2 years ago or something. So some of them have been around for ages, just sort of knocking around and changing quite a lot. And they just sort of all came together at the same time and had quite similar messages, I think. And it just felt like they all really went well together. And they were all sort of songs that we'd considered as singles and then pushed back for a bit, but had been playing for ages. And they just all sort of seem to work, I think. They do have a sort of recurring theme.
Okay.
Which I think is it's what we wanted to say with the first EP. It was like, right, this is who we are. This is the Jack kind of thing. So
And what's the, yeah. what's your favourite song to play off the EP?
I think we all love playing Weekends because we finish on that. And it's always really fun. It's just like a party dancey song, but also Scum in a Bottle is my favourite. We open with that, and that's really fun because it's all riotous and chaotic.
They're really rocky tracks. Great. I mean, we've been comparing you guys to like the Libertines, and I mean, there's a real feel to that throughout the EP.
Yeah.
And going back to the actual video for a DJ, I mean, how did that come about? Because it's pretty funny in a sort of chaotic way.
Yeah,
I guess.
It is funny. We filmed it probably over the space of about like 3 hours or something. We got it done really quick because of, it was just a performance video really, but we didn't, we knew we were, we would, we filmed it in a bowling alley basically, and we didn't know that we were going to do that. We just hired this venue and it turned out to be a bowling alley, so
really?
We were like, yeah, it wasn't planned, which sounds really weird, but it wasn't planned. It's a venue in Bristol called The Lanes. Which they do club nights, but they just got like an American diner and a bowling alley, and we were like, we turned up, set up the gear, and we're like, actually there's a bowling alley right there, should we not put the gear on the bowling alley? And so we did, and what else, I don't know, we just thought we'd capture our live performances, I suppose, because that's kind of our character, to be really, you know, I don't know, we have a lot of fun on stage and we wanted to get that through.
There looks like there's a lot of energy, and especially from the tracks as well. I mean, it's one of the first things we thought when we reviewed the track of Pretty DJ. It was a real sort of, you know, bang in your face.
Yeah, it's really, sort of, yeah. That's why we chose that song, actually, because we were originally going to choose Weekends for the sort of lead track to push, and then we thought, actually, Pretty DJ's got, it is really poppy, the chorus is just straight up pop, but it's got that kind of, I don't know, it's a bit aloof and a bit like, I think it's quite a cheeky song, and so we wanted that to be our first thing that we showed people, I think.
Because I've heard you describe it before as a kind of a very sort of dark lyrics against the world of pop with a sort of poppy sort of acoustic.
Well, it's this ironic thing that I always do, and it does happen by accident, because I find myself writing about real things, you know, and then. But because I love pop music so much, I put it into pop songs. So it becomes these songs, really poppy songs, about annoying pop. I don't know, it's quite funny.
Oh, the irony.
Yeah, but that then became the theme for the EP. And me and Jake were saying the other day, we find it really funny. There's been quite a lot of reviews over the past few weeks. And a few of the reviews have said, gone through the tracks and been like, and this here lyrically is a love song, and this is teenager-y, you know, naive, whatever. It's always quite funny because it's like you read into the lyrics and it's really not at all, actually.
Well, we thought it was something of experience, actually. We thought it was a lot, someone who, you know, a writer who'd written something of quite a lot, you know, of a big age. But, you know, so it's a Libertines-esque track, which we really like about it.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, those guys come across quite dark, dark way of writing. So, yeah, we were really impressed. But I guess it's also, now we've got you guys playing down at the Subculture Electric Monkey gig down at the Barfly in Camden. What are you guys looking forward to about that? I mean,
I'm still yet to play in Camden, and I'm sort of, that's near where I lived when I was first living in London, well, when I was born, actually, so when I was really small, so that's going to be cool. I think that'd be quite weird, but I have wanted to play in Camden for a long time, and
Bellaspree are playing as well, and you guys know Bellaspree.
Yeah, we've spoken to them, we haven't met them yet, and we're going to do another show with them. I can't remember the date, but we're doing a show. We're going to support them in Southampton, I think.
Right. Okay.
They approached us about that, but they're really good.
And what do you like about the live environment? What's your favourite thing about playing live? And what's the most difficult thing as well?
Favourite thing about playing live, I think, like, I have had some of the best times of my life playing live. Like at Hyde Park, it was just, I think.
And that was supporting Libertines.
Supporting. We were on the bill. We were on the same bill as them. But
okay,
it was still pretty massive. But I think just seeing the crowd not enjoying themselves, that sounds a bit lame, but like seeing the crowd and you know that you're the person who's giving them this stuff to dance to or whatever it is, or have a nice moment to, and that's always quite nice. But I think when we go back to Bristol and we have all our really slightly crazy friends kind of dancing back at us and invading the stage and stuff, that's always really fun. That's really good fun. Those are always my favourite gigs. But and worst thing about playing live is, I don't know, it depends on the gig. If we have a bad gig, it's usually because it's awkward and the crowd might be enjoying it but they're stood still.
Right, okay.
That's always really hard, and you just want to plough through the set and get it finished.
So we need to make sure basically the crowd in Camden go absolutely crazy and start dancing.
Hopefully.
Okay.
They better do.
Well, listen, we're looking forward to seeing you on the 29th. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you, and we can't wait to see more of you over the coming sort of months ahead. And looking forward to the debut LP. And when is the new album?
We're going to do. We've got another EP booked in to do.
Right. Okay.
Before we start thinking about album, I think it'll be probably end of summer next year. We'll start thinking about it. So
right.
We've got a while yet. I think there'll be lots more stuff coming out, but album-wise, we'll see. Don't know.
Perfect. Well, we look forward to it.
Excellent.
Thank you very much indeed.
Cheers.